Blog Talk Radio.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's alright. It's alright. Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say, it's alright.
I'm
God is your body. 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 God is your Bye. bless you tonight. This is Bible class night, and we're going to have a time. I'm glad to come to you tonight to say all is well. We're praying for those that lost their life, the floods and the storms that's going on all across the nation. Healing can come forth. God bless you. Every letter, every telephone call, every expression of love. Tonight, I want to say I'm praying for you, you and you, every letter, telephone call, every letter. I want to come to you to say God is able to deliver you out of whatever you're in. And I want to tell you that God is able to carry you to the next level. What you're going, I'm praying for the healing. So many people are sick. So many people are locked up in jail. So many people don't have no food to eat, nowhere to stay. Trusting God for your breakthrough on this Wednesday. I'm trusting God on this day that he'll be a blessing to you and he'll open up a door for you. We in 2021 going into 2022. Many things going to happen. Many things you're going to see. I just want you to get ready even to let God bless you. I want to show you, I prophesied 7 hurricanes down in Texas and Florida. We're people over in Haiti, people over in Cuba, going through so much. And we're still praying. Bill Cosby came out of jail, and we're praying for Free Brittany, and we're praying for Free Jeff Ford, Free Larry Hoover, Free all the political prisoners that's in jail because they're political prisoners. We're praying for that. Prayer changes things. And I'm just praying tonight that doors open up for you. I want you to read Mary Psalm 71. Psalm 71. And the Spirit gave me another psalm for you to read. And 37, fret not thyself and evildoers. This is a Wednesday night for a special prayer. And my word tonight, all is well. You know, I made a couple of saints. I made some saints. We're glad that you come to, let me say this again, spiritual healing. The Seed of Abraham Divine Miracle Ministry for healing. Peter 2 and 24. Genesis 12 and Genesis 17. And I want you to get ready for your healing tonight as we get ready. Psalms 112 verse 7. Proverbs 4:22, Hebrews 4, verse 12 and 14, Hebrews 11 and 1, now faith is a son. I need some people with some faith tonight. Whatever you're going through, faith will see you through the door. I'm talking about divine healing. I'm talking about divine miracles tonight. I'm praying for you, Sister Pauline. I'm praying for you. Kim in Detroit, Mary Hawkins in Detroit. I'm praying for you. I want to tell you, Pearl, cook them cakes. Don't get crossed up. Cook them pies. I know you say you weren't going to cook them, but cook them because that would be a blessing for you, something you can hit off. See, when you can do some stuff, you have to do it, and God's going to bless you. In the spirit of Mama Annie, Mother Annie Bacon tonight. Ellen, I'm praying for you. And I know things are going to be all right. Henrietta, I'm praying for you tonight. On this night, I want to say everything is in divine order.
Come on.
Renee, Regina, that Regina singing. God bless you, Regina.
But you ain't getting nothing wrong. Just going out to all of them people listening.
Saint.
Come on, Regina.
Johnny Tell, I made him a saint.
Yeah, that's what I
want to
hear.
I told you, Renee, Regina, you can sing. You got a gift. There's so many jobs opening up, it's a pity and a shame. I got to call you, too.
St. Johnny Taylor.
Johnny Taylor was ordained a preacher by Reverend Clarence. So he ordained preacher.
Now look at them people say. That's the song of 2021. That's the magical song. Love. What's that we doing today? We ain't doing too bad.
Just because.
Sometimes you want to make love.
Sometimes you want to make love.
I'm tired.
I got a headache.
Now, when you can speak holiness, when you can speak the master, the witches, the warlocks, the liars, those that come to work with you in the spirit realm, he's giving you the power. He was giving Jeremiah the power to be the ambassador of the world. So if he gave Jeremiah that power, we got that power. We don't.
And touch my mouth, and the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdom.
Now, hold it. I'm going to stop right there. He said, this day, that means now, I put you over the nation, over the universe, and over kingdom. Kingdom means government. Okay? When people come together and pray, I'm going to give you an example. When black folks got together and voted, they changed the law universal, and what was going on when black people, the ancestors, those that are in the spirit realm, when they motivated people to get out and vote, we changed the history of America. Because what was happening, it was a hostile takeover by the Trump administration and some others. Okay? But when the spirit got the people up, people voted, they never voted. Old folks, young folks, it's I got to go vote. Where that come from? That come from the ancestors. That come from your great grandma that will refuse to let them vote. Because we're not going to be refused to vote in 2020 going into 21. Read.
Then, see, I have this day stepping over the nations and over the kingdoms to rule out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
He has gave us to, now let me break that down to people that know. That means to move witchcraft, magic, all the evil that's been perpetrated on black folks and brown folks and red folks. Now, what I'm saying, that was a evil spirit has come to destroy the murder. I can't even mention all the murder that went on with black folks and red folks and brown folks. They brought us over here and murdered us. They murdered us before we got over here. And still the murdering is still going on. But God had put us over all that. Read. Now listen to this.
Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen.
Stop right there. Stop. This is what Jeremiah said. God said, what you see, Jeremiah? He said, I see on you. And God said, you're looking good. And what that means, this year is the year of magic. Because I'm black, it's black magic. So you're going to see some things. You're going to hear some things, and you're going to rebuke some things in your personal life, in your family life, in your business life. And those that are poor are going to be rich. Those that are the outdoors going to be indoors. God is going to pour out his blessing. He's telling Jeremiah, what you see? And I'm asking you, what do you see? You know, you got to go back to your ancestors. You got to go back to grandma, great-grandma, go back to your mother's mother, and say, I got to talk to grandma. I got to pray. And because he asked, what do you see? And you've got to be a seer. Read on.
That was the real thing, for I will hasten my word to perform it. And the word of the Lord came unto me the second time, saying, what is that?
Now, he came the first time, God came to Jeremiah, God coming to you. That's the first time. This is what he said the second time he came to Jeremiah.
What is this now? And I said, I see a feeding pot, and the face thereof is toward the north. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north earth, an evil shall break forth.
Thank
all
you. He said, out of this pot you see from the north, evil come out. People from Europe, those people are evil. Read on. Go ahead on.
An evil shall break forth by the inhabitants of the land.
Now, he was saying, this is the evil that we see. Who was in the White House? It wasn't no black folks fighting black folks. It was white folks fighting the evil, fighting the good. All white folks ain't bad, but the evil from the north comes to a power struggle. And if people can't see the warlocks and witches, something wrong there. And he told Jeremiah, what do you see in this pot that's coming from me? He said, pot. That means a spirit. Read on. This some heavy stuff. Good God Almighty.
For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdom of the Lord. Then the Lord said unto me, out of the north, an evil shall break forth upon all the inhabitants of the land. For lo, I will call all the families of the kingdom of the north, said the Lord, and they shall come, and they shall set every one his throne at the entering of the gates of Jerusalem, and against all the walls thereof round about, and against all the cities.
He said, I'm going to call the good folks of the north to master the one that's trying to come in the kingdom. Who's trying to come in the White House? Those evil folks. But he's, I'm sending some folks that some families live there that's going to stay, ain't going to let you come into the White House and tear it up. See, that evil Shabbat tried to tear it up. But God said, Jeremiah, I'm going to send some people from the same color they are, ain't going to let it happen. Read on.
And I will utter my judgment against them.
God's judgment going against them. Read on.
Touching all their wickedness, who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods.
Stop. They have turned away from God. They're giving praises to warlocks and witches and praising a god of the devil. They're wishing Abaddon, the death angel, Bezebel, the dragon, and the dragon want to kill and destroy. But he said, God, I'm going to put some people there to master them. He's talking about you and me. He's talking about black folks able to do their magic and turn that around. Read.
Who have forsaken me and have burned incense unto other gods and worship the works of their own hands.
The work of the devil. Read on.
Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them.
Now, what God was saying to Jeremiah, speak to them. They're going to look shocked. They're going to lie. But you keep speaking because I'm with you. Whatever you say, whatever come out of you, that's me coming out. And I'm going to speak to the demons, the witches, the warlocks, the money grabbers, those that want to put people in jail, those that want to lock people up, those that want to take people and take their children and divide them. That's what he's talking about. Jeremiah is talking about right now. God is talking about Jeremiah right now, people. Read on.
For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar, and breaking walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land.
I have made you, Jeremiah, the power to speak to the powers of powers and speak to the landowners and speak to the poor people and the rich people and let them know that you're speaking in my behalf for God. Read on.
shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord.
God is with our ancestors. I say, and God is with us. We're the only people in America was already here, and everybody else have got something but us. So what's happening, God said, we will prevail. That Dr. King said, we're going to make it to the mountaintop, and we're going to, I think he said that we'll get to the promised land. He was talking about whatever God promised you, man, black woman, you're going to have it. Whatever God promised you, brown man, red man, you're going to have it. And all you got to do is stick it to telling Jeremiah that if you just hold on, all this stuff going to go away, and I'm going to be with you. If God with you today, your sickness, cancer, TB, whatever it is, if you trust and lean in God, I don't care what kind of virus out here, if you hold on to God, God is doing some things for 21 that he ain't never did. He's doing some things that we ain't never seen, but he's doing it for us through our ancestors. Read on.
That's it on that.
Okay, now, let me explain that, what if people want to know. You got anything to say about that? God is showing us a power that we have that we ain't dealt with. Do you feel that? I feel that God is taking us to every man, every woman to know that you can master what's around you. You have the power and energy. Like you say all the time, God got me. You really talking spiritual talk. You got to talk spiritual. And in Africa, it's work your magic. Because you're black, work your black magic, and it'll work. That means put your mind together, and you do it. You ask not, you have not. You got to understand, know yourself, be yourself, free yourself. And then you become, do your black magic, you're going to always have black power. And people is afraid of black power. Right now, 2021, we are controlled by white power. They are very afraid of black power. Because black power don't need no gun. When we put our minds together and meditate, walls come tumbling down. Psychic things break up. People that's in high places lay down and die. You ain't got to shoot a gun. Just work your magic, and the ancestors sitting there waiting on us to make it.
Everything that we've encountered in 20, God was setting us up. And that takes me on into Proverbs 13:22, where it says, a good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children, and the wealth of the son is laid up for the just. The wealth of the wicked is laid for the just. So everything that was done by the wicked, it was done for evil. But God is turning it around
for good. Thank you. Now, that's what she's saying, that whatever, and you know when people go, they go to gamble, they go to all you got to say, give me what you owe me. And you got to say, I am the wealth of God, and I want all that the wicked man got belongs to me. When you go, and some of you go gambling, I ain't going to say you don't go, but you got to say, give me what you owe me. Give me what you owe me. Wealth of the wicked. You set up for the righteous. And you got to say, I'm the righteous man, I'm the righteous woman. Give me what you owe me. Don't back down. I can't go down the other time. Whatever it takes to get what you need, God going to give it to you. But you got to know, man, that you got to know that everything in this casino is mine. Everything that I see is mine because it was stolen. And I'm saying, give me what's owed me. Give me the wealth of the rich. And that's what we got to do. When you begin to say, and I'm glad you brought it out, you got to say, give me what you owe me. And you said, it's set up for the wicked, what it said.
It's laid up, the wealth of the wicked is laid for the just.
The wealth of these rich people that stole and robbed these companies is set up for what?
The
jest. The jest. All you got to say, I'm jest. Give me what you owe me.
Set up for me.
That's right.
And make it mean. So the wealth of the wicked man, everything that the wicked did, that he thought he was doing for my bad, God turned it around for
my good. So the wealth of the wicked is set up for the rich, but set up for the poor. All the rich people got, it belongs to us. All these major corporations, I don't care what they got, because storms and floods come, and God will turn it over to us. So you got to know. It's one thing that you got to know. You got to say, and I keep saying it, you got to say, this, I'm the richest of God.
Uh-huh.
And the wealth, the wicked is set up for what?
Just.
And you got to say the word that you got to use.
And I am just.
I am just. I'm a just man. I'm a just woman. When you walk in justice, when you walk in, gonna bring you the bounty that you need. And I'm saying that, and God gonna get to you quick, fast, woo, in a hurry. Thank you, Holy Ghost. I can feel the anointing of somebody being blessed. I can feel that door is open up, but you got to say, I'm the just. You got to holler, I'm the jet. Give me what you owe me. Pay me. Because I'm the jet of God. I'm the righteous of God. The God in me. When people begin to say that in their spirit, things going to happen.
It's power in the tongue. So when you release that,
Yes, Lord. Yes.
And it can't come back, Lord. Because you release that
energy. When you release that energy, the demon's going to lay down and die. And people that's crooked going to run, and they don't want to see your face. Because they see the face of the anointed one.
And I can see the angels turning. Oh, what did you say? You said something. Let me go out and all of that. Let me go out of all of that real quick.
That's right. The angels going to come, the angels going to come and going to be at your begging call. Exodus 23 and 20. Get that. Exodus 23 and 20, because once you know that you're the righteous of God, you demand the angel.
That's right.
You demand them to come to your rescue. But you got to know what you know to do what you do. If you don't know it, baby, it ain't going to happen. You got to know that God's going to get ready to do something special in your life. You got to know that God's getting ready to carry you to the next level. And you got to say, well, I deserve everything God's going to do because I'm the righteous of God. When you're the righteous man of God, the righteous woman of God, you can speak the thing, it's going to happen. You can speak it in Chicago, Detroit, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia. Look what happened down in Georgia. People begin to speak. Dr. King got up. And George Floyd got up. The ancestors got up. Said, we got to make this happen. It was a Jew. 6 million Jews was murdered, but this Jew made it to country. Here's a black man. His mama picked cotton, but she picked her son to be in country. Come on,
that's
black
right.
people. Read on.
That's right. Behold, I sent an angel before thee.
Behold, I sent an angel. Now, we said turn things around. The angel coming. Read on.
To keep thee in the way.
I'm sending the angel, Michael, Raphael, Bobby, and Henry. I'm sending the angel to you and in the way, read on.
And to bring thee into the place which I have prepared.
So he got a place for you, but the angel, you can't go by yourself, baby.
That's
you
right.
can't, you got
right.
to let the spirit of your ancestor, let that angel take you to that special spot, that special place. When you go to that place, demons go run, witchcraft, magic, all that's gonna move. Lord, I see God, as we speak tonight, I see God doing something. But I don't know why I picked her up. I just see somebody running because you're talking. Lord, hallelujah. Read on.
Beware of him and obey his voice.
Beware of the angel, because the angel is the spirit of the Almighty God. And I want to say that to you right now. You got to let go of my shadow. You got to let God come in and solve your case. You can't do it by yourself, man, woman. You can't do it. Your healing is right now.
Your joy is right now. Your love is right now. Your happiness is right now. You got to let go and let God and follow that angel. That angel is from God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. I can feel that energy that God is touching somebody, that headache, somebody infection in their body. I see that angel moving you to the next level. God Almighty. Y'all excuse me, but just read on. I feel the anointing tonight.
Provoke him not. For he will not pardon your transgression.
See, if you come there with your, you know, you got pride, you got to say, angel, whatever you want to do, I'm ready. Where you want me to go, what you want, I'm going to do it. You know, you have to obey God, because the angel, if God is God, angel, God has already sent him on a mission. See, the widow woman didn't have no food. She had one whole cake. And said, told the prophet, I'm going to eat this and that. But the angel that came to her to give it to me. And she gave it to the angel, and she fed the whole neighborhood after five. So whatever you need, God got, but you got to obey. You got to give, shake down, press together, run over. When you reach up, boom. When you reach up, he's going to give you more. When you reach at the bottom, he's going to bring it up. If you obey the word of God. Read. Thank you.
Do all that I speak, for he provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgression, for my name is in him.
Now, what he's saying, y'all obey the angel. Don't try to tell angel what to do. Let him tell you to go to the job. Let him tell you to go get your money. Let him tell you how to handle it. Man can't handle it for you. You got to get a supreme being. You got to get somebody from the spirit realm to come to take care of your business. He can heal right now. Liver, lungs, kidney, high blood, low blood, back pain, sugar, whatever it is, tooth, cancer. I cancel it. In the name of the Almighty God, I cancel that ulcer. I cancel that. I cancel it right now. I cancel it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I cancel that confusion. I cancel that hate right now. In the mighty name of the Almighty God, Jehovah Elohim, the God of the universe, I cancel every negative spirit this morning, every negative spirit that's leaning on you. Come out, joy, love. Jesus. Oh, shut up. I can feel that anointing. I feel somebody, you've been down, you've been worried about this COVID, leave it alone. Give it to God. God, guide me where you want me to go. Speak to my spirit. Speak to the inner man in me. Speak to the inner Holy Ghost in me. Well, I can speak to somebody else. Oh, bye-bye. God. Oh, hallelujah. Read one more word. I'm getting happy now.
But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice,
if you obey whatever he tells you, you gonna be victory. Read on.
Then I will be in any until that end.
God, listen to what he's saying. You've been trying to fight, and somebody bends his mind. Said Lord, he said, I'll fight. Who fights you? I'll be the man to run the devil. I don't care what he is, how much money they got. When God gets ready, when you start to decree healing, when you decree, I just need somebody to know. When you ask my grandma, start decreeing your health, start decreeing your money, start decreeing your business, start decreeing your ancestors. You know, whatever, you listen to everything bad, but what about the good? You ain't decreeing nothing. I curse it and move it out of my way, because I decree that God will give me what I need now and forevermore. Glory, hallelujah. Come out of jail. Come out of the sickness. Come out of the pain. Do a healing and deliverance right now. Woo! Glory, hallelujah. Read.
That I will be an enemy unto thine enemies and an adversary unto thine adversaries.
God Almighty. Who's going to fight you? Fight you? Them that trying to fight you, they fight you. Wonder what he said. Printing out that stuff in the doors, they'll soon be cut down. You just got to stand tall. And so I am you got to stand tall. So I'm the blessing of God. You got to stand tall.
Bless the
I'm the seed of Abraham, blessed and highly favored, and I walk in the anointed. God told Abraham, I'm going to bless your seed, and you are the seed of Abraham. You're blessed and highly favored. And whatever God told Abraham, he told you. So you got to claim your healing. You got to claim your money, claim your land, claim your happiness, claim your peace. Don't let the devil interfere with you and blind you. He said, Abraham, I'm going to change your name from Abraham to Abraham. I'm going to make you a father of many nations. And I'm going to bless your seed for every month. I got a covenant with God because my dad Abraham had a covenant. So you got to call on your covenant. God said it. I believe it. And it's already done. You just have to walk into it. Read on.
For my angel shall go before me and bring thee in unto the Amorites and the Hittites and the Perizzites and the Canaanites, the Hivites and the Jebusites, and I will cut them off.
Now, he said, I'm going to bring you all them different names he called was enemies. But he said, I'm going to let you go, and I'm going to cut them off, and you're going to be, let me say, them that are doing witchcraft, them that making you sick, them that still, I'm going to cut them all off and block them. Oh, that's what he's saying. Keeping the turn things around. That was God doing. He was 99 years old. Okay. Now, I want to say, some of you said, Bishop, I'm too old. I want to go to the nursing home. I want somebody to see about me. It's because you ain't walking with God. God called this man at 99 years old, right?
Right.
He was 99 when God gave him his mission. What is your mission? Let me say that. What is your mission, man? Just to get drunk or to hate? Woman, what is your mission? God got a calling on your life. You let somebody tell you he don't. You let somebody put you in the back. Well, hey. If you got to leave that man, that woman, go ahead on. Because God got you on the railroad track on a mission. Read on.
The Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God.
I am the Almighty. You ain't got to go nowhere else. You talking to the Almighty God, Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. So you ain't got to run and go see this one, see that one. Go to this church, this church. God is talking to you, man. Woman, God is talking to you about your life and what you're supposed to be doing. What is your mission? What you were born for? What God put you at? You ain't...
Thank you. of